here again. So again, Oish Mishkara, Yotmukam Akha Mishta Shikarval of Iru, there was a shtar, there was a complaint about it. For Hulksak the Bezdin, and Bezdin checked it out very carefully, is Einemonim, that's called a good Kiyim. We hear the shtar is a good shtar. So now, if those first two Eidim come and tell us, Yishino, we were Ketanim at the time, we were Psuliyadim, we don't believe them. Because Kivin Shigit, Shuvin Chazer Magid, once we know the shtar is a good shtar, it's like the first two Eidim are telling us, the shtar is kosher 100%. And now if they themselves want to tell us, no, it's no good, to like being Chayzer and Magad, they're retracting the first Eidis, that's the cloud. Once Bezdin accepted it, Bezdin doesn't hear that, does not let them retract it. So Diak is now, according to this Girsa, some have the Girsa, some doesn't have this Girsa, but if we have the Girsa, it says, Kor Olav Irur In. Loi Kor Olav Irur Loi. That from which star could we make a Kiyim? If first there was a complaint about that star. So then Bezdin really checks it out very carefully. That's called a good Kiyim. But if there wasn't a complaint about the first star, Bezdin didn't check it out that carefully, even though they checked it out, then you can't be Mekayim from it. So Mora says, Messiah Lele Rabbi Yassi, there's a riot to Rabbi Yassi. The Yom Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Yassi says, Ein Mekayomim es Ashtar, Ela Mishtar Shekol Olav Iru. You could only be Mekayim Mishtar from another star that first there was a complaint about that star, for Huchsak the Bezdin, and Bezdin checked it out very carefully. So Amri Nadori says, Ein Mekayomim es Ashtar, Ela Mishtek Subas. You could only compare signatures from two stars. Not from one, but from two. So Chutzestiru, we just said before, one alone is enough. So some learn that when you have a handpick, when Bezdin checked out the signatures once before, then you could check out from that star, one star alone is enough. Here we're talking about that these two stars does not have a handpick. Bezdin never checked them out yet. Just if we compare from two other stars, and we see the way the three signatures look alike, that's also called a handpick. Oy mishtei sodis. Or else a star mechira that says that two different fields, each field had its own star, its own deed that it was sold. The case that the owner is living already for 3 years in the field and nobody bothered him, so that's the proof that he really bought it. Now, if we see that star is like a truthful star. So if you have two of them, even though Bezdin was not Mekayim that star, but if you have two such stars like that, then we check out with this third star, and all three of the signatures look alike, that's also called Kiyim. And Omer of Simi Barashi, Uviyotze Mitachas Yad Acher. That's to be talking about that these two stars somebody else is holding, not the Malva, the person right now that wants to come with this star that we want to be Mekayim. Let's say the Malva himself is holding these other two shtaris, then we don't trust him. He can't compare the three signatures. So Mora says, why? Like Maishno Takas Yad Atzmai. Why if he himself is holding these three shtaris? It's no good. Deloy, we don't trust him. Dil Mazufa Mazayif, because maybe he himself forged it. Like if he had the other two shtaris that has the Adam signatures, now he has all the time in the world in his house. He'll check it out carefully to be able to forge these signatures over. That's why we don't trust him. So for the Gemara, Mitachas Yedayachanami, even if somebody else is holding these two shtaris, we should also be afraid that Dilma Ozal V'choza. Maybe he went to visit his friend and he saw those two shtaris at his friend's house. And also V'zayif, then he went home and he forged the signatures. So Mara says, no, Kuli Hai Lemotzi Mechavin. For this, we're not afraid of. In order to forge signatures, you have to look very carefully and have it right in front of you. And here, just the fact you went to your friend's house and you looked at it once or twice to go home to be able to forge it, you won't be able to do a good job. Therefore, we see the way the signatures look alike. If the shtaris were not by you, they were by somebody else, that's okay. Then we say it wasn't forged, but this Eidim really signed on the shtar. Yeah, Moses says, Vaitim. Turn around, Bonim. Learn to the Bryce like this. Koisev Odom Eidusoy al Ashtar. A person that saw Eidus, he saw the way Ruvain lent $1,000, and he's an aid on the Havot. It's called the Milva Alper. They don't have a Shtar. It's only Eidus saw it. Now, these Eidim, they're afraid maybe they'll forget it. So they'll write down now their Eidus al Ashtar on a piece of paper. Even after a long time, even if they'll maybe forget what happened, they'll like look at the shtar, they'll look at the piece of paper they wrote down, and they'll remember what they saw, then they could say this. So Rashi learns, Kais of Adam means, if they made you an aid, for your l'shecha, you're afraid maybe you forget it, is Kais v'alach chatichas klaf u'matzniyoy. You can write it down on a piece of paper and hide it. And later, after a long time, you could even look at it and say over your edus. Now the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Huna v'usha zorcha mi'atzmai." It has to be Rashi learns that even without looking at this piece of paper, you remember at least something that took place. You forgot maybe all the exact details. Then you're allowed to look in the shtar and let it remind you exactly what happened. But you have to remember something yourself. Rabbi Yechonin Amar No Afal Pi Shein Zorcha mi'atzmai. Even if you don't remember anything yourself, Rashi learns Avada El Liyache Shuroye Bishtar. But after you look at the shtar, now no san bliboy. Now it registers in your mind for niskar, and you remember what happened that you didn't forget these things. But Rashi learns, let's say even after you look at the piece of paper, you still are blank, have no memory what happened. You only are saying now from what you see in the piece of paper that Avada is a psul. The Rachamon Omar Mipihem Flemi Peaks of him. Edus has to be from your mouth what you saw, what happened, and not if you only see it in a piece of paper. So Alvus Sugi here is talking about time the Edim are afraid they'll forget the details, so the latter write it down, and order later when they look at the Ksav, when they look at this piece of paper, now they'll remember or register again in their mind exactly what happened. But at the end, the Edus they're going to say is going to be because they remember what happened. But if they don't remember, only they just read the piece of paper, they're only saying over what they saw on the piece of paper, that's a psul midiraisa of mipiyem, v'lemi peaks of them. So Amar Rabbi says, Shmamina mid Rabbi Yechonin, we have a proof from Rabbi Yechonin over here, that Hani Beitrei, if you have two Edim, let's say, the Yadi Sadusa, first they remember they both saw Edus, they saw the way Ruvain lent $1,000. Ulman Shichad Minayu, and now one of them forgot about it. And the locher is, Madker Chad Lechavre, one is allowed to remind the other one, as long as at the end, and now it registers again, you do remember what happened. But one could help the other one remember. Iboilu, now we have a question like this. Atzmai Maho, let's say the Baal Din himself, let's say like the Malva, Reuven that lent the money, now Reuven wants to remind the Edim, don't you remember the way I lent the money? So the question is, could Reuven himself remind the Edim, come on, don't you remember what happened? Is Atzmai Ma? So Rav Chaviva Omar Afilu Atzmai, yes, even if the Baal Dover himself comes and reminds the Edim, as long as at the end they remind themselves, it's okay. But Ma Breda Rav Ashi Omar Atzmai Loi, he says no. If the Baal Dover himself tells you we're afraid, maybe you'll lie because of him. So when the Baal Dover reminds you a little bit, we don't trust the Edom anymore to say they remember themselves, but rather we're afraid maybe they'll lie and say they remember, even if they don't really remember, because they're afraid of the Baal Dover. But the Gemara says, if the Baal Dover, if the Malver himself reminds you, come on, don't you remember the Edom, don't you remember the way you saw, the way I lent the money, we talk and don't believe the Edom anymore. The Gemara says, though, the Itzurim Rabbananhu, but let's say the Edim are Talmid Chachamim, and with them we're not afraid they're going to lie, is Afilu Atzmai, even if the Baal Dover, the Malva himself, reminded this Talmid Chachamim, like, don't you remember the way you were an aid? And at the end, the aid, the Talmid Chachamim, does remember what happened, he is allowed to say Edis. The Gemara says a case happened, Kiho de Ravashi, have a Yadile Bisadusel Rav Kana. Ravashi was an aid for Rav Kana. In other words, Rav Kana once lent somebody money, and Rav Ashi was one of the Edim there. So at the end, a year later, 2 years later, Omalei, so Rav Kana went to Rav Ashi, Midoche Mar Haisut Sadusa, do you remember the way you were there when I lent the money to somebody else? Is Omalei Loi? So Rav Ashi answered back, no, like I forgot, I don't remember what happened. So Rav Kana wanted to remind him, Falav Hochi Vochi Hevi, don't you remember that it happened this and this day, this and this place? Don't you remember the way you were there, B'shach, I lent the money? Omalei loy, Rav Ashi answered back, still no, I don't remember. Loy yadan, I don't remember. But what happened was, then Rav Ashi went home, and he thought it over. And l'soif itcha Rav Ashi,
And at the end, Rav Ashi did remind himself that by himself, now he remembered what happened. So Asid lay, so Rav Ashi went to Bezdin the next day, and Taka said, Adis, that he knows the way Rav Kana Taka lent somebody money. So Chazi the Rav Kana is Chazai the Rav Kana Devi Machsim. Rav Ashi saw Rav Kana the way he was like a little astonished. Rashi says, means Tamer Rav Ashi Shade Vidover. In other words, Rav Kana was a little like angry, like how come Rav Ashi now is saying Adis? Like Rav Kana thought that Rav Ashi did not remember what happened. He's only trusting him. That's not called good Adis. So Amalek, so Rav Ashi went to Rav Kana and told him, Mi Savrit Olecha Kosa Michna. Do you think that I rely on only what you told me yesterday if I really remember the Adis or not? No. No heavy the Ramoya Navshoi. I registered it myself. I now recall what happened. The Yitkarin, I reminded myself. That's why I came now to see Adis. Sounds like we're saying now, even though the Baldover of Khan himself went to Rav Ashi, but by Talmud Chacham we can't trust the aid. If the aid tells us that he remembered himself, not only because you remind me, but now we registered, I remember what happened, we believe the aid, that's called good Adis, that's not called Mipi like somebody else is called from yourself. Tanan Hosim, we learned a mission in Oilis like this. Hatalulis, that means like little hills on the road, like a little mountain. Hakroivis, if it's nearby the city, so Bein Liyir, Bein Laderech, whether it's nearby the city or nearby the road, is Echot Chadoshris, whether they're new hills, just made recently, or we'll soon explain what it means new. The Echot Yishonis, whether they're very old, is Temeis. Halacha is in Eretz Yisrael, when you find these hills, we have to be afraid maybe somebody was buried underneath it. Like we'll soon see later. Anisha that's mapul, Anisha that has a miscarriage, she doesn't like to go to the Beis HaKvaros, she'll bury a baby there. There's also a mitzvah, the Gemara says later, Rachmanis, if an arm falls off, they'll bury it there. So we have to be afraid that under these hills, somebody buried something, and therefore if a kohen goes over it, it's matamiyu. Now the Gemara explains. Oh no, Lovaita, Horchoikos. Let's say these hills are far away from the city. Then we say, Chadoshes Torahs, if they're new ones, they're Takator. Yishonis, if they're old hills, they're there a long time already, then Timaeus, then no, still we have this down to Suffolk, maybe somebody's buried underneath it, and it's Tommy. Now we'll explain this Mishnah. Ezel Kuroiva, what's called these hills that are nearby the city that we say they're Tommy? So Chamishimam, if it's 50 yamas right outside the city, that's called a good suffix that maybe somebody buried somebody there. That's called Korov. But if it's more than 50 yamas away, that's called Rechoikis. Now, V'yezuhi Yishana, what's called an old hill? Shishim Shana, 60 years. We'll soon explain why 60 years. That people forget what happened 60 years ago. Divra Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. We'll soon explain. Rabbi Yehudu Aymano, Kroiva, what does it mean? This is a hill near the city, that means Shein Kroiva Menu. There's no hill nearer. In other words, when Isha, let's say she's Mapul, so she goes outside the city to bury a child, and the first hill, the first mountain she meets, she'll bury him right there. In other words, she doesn't want to bury him on the road when people walk there, so she'll go to the side to a hill that nobody walks over the hill, and she'll bury him there. So therefore, Anisha herself will go, and the first mountain she finds, she'll bury. So the first mountain outside the city, that's called Kroivus, we have to be afraid. But Rochuk means it's not the first mountain, it's the second one, that's called already Rochuk. Vayti Yishona, what's called an old one? Shein Adam Zeichro, a person doesn't remember what happened. In other words, like this, that if it's new, so then, if somebody did bury there, the curl would have went out, people would have known about it. Since nobody knows about it, that's a proof that nobody was buried there. But if it's an older mountain, then we have to be afraid, maybe from last generation somebody buried there. And we don't remember what happened then. So that's called Yishonis Min Shein Adam Zeichro. A person does not remember. Remeya says Mashmas told in 60 years. Remeya holds that for 60 years people remember what happened. And after 60 years you really forgot what happened. We'll soon see. That's what Magaya talks about Adis. How long does Adim remember what they saw? Now the Gemara explains. My ear or my derech. What does it mean, near the city or near the road? Ilay me'ir mamish in the middle of a city. And derech mamish in the middle of a road, a regular road. So you want to tell me then, misveka, mimechaskin and tumah? Is it true that stam a little doubt that maybe somebody was buried there? We have a suffix, we'll make Eretz Yisrael tameh. Like stam in the middle of the city, why should we say somebody buried there? Normally you go to a basic forest, so why should we say somebody buried there? So just for a little suffix at all, you want to be metam Eretz Yisrael? We know not like that. The Yomer Rosh Lakish said that Ilo Motza, they found a little, either little excuse, of Vitiru Eretz Yisrael, and they were Matar Eretz Yisrael. Rashi said there's a Gemara Nozir, that there was a question there if a mace was buried or not, a suffix if we have to make Tumah here, and because of a little excuse, a little like answer, they came out to say no, it's Torah. So you see, the klal is we don't want to be Marba with any type of stamp doubts. We don't give Tumah to Eretz Yisrael. It has to be a pretty much positive doubt, not just a small doubt. So over here, just the fact you have a hill in the middle of the city, why should you say somebody buried somebody there? Like there's not enough of a doubt to make Tumah to Eretz Yisrael. Tomorrow says like this, Omar Reb Zeira. Ir means Ir Asmuch LeBeis HaKvaros. It means the city right near the Beis HaKvaros. Vederech means Derech Beis HaKvaros. This is the road, how they go down to the Beis HaKvaros. To the cemetery. See, it was like this. Where it says, Bishlei Mederech, I understand the road down to the Beis HaKvaros. The Zimnin, the Misrami, Ben Hashmoshes. Sometimes people talk around the way down the road to make a Levaya, to bury someone in the Beis HaKvaros. And they're a mile away. And it's Friday afternoon, and they realize it's coming before Shkia. So, Zimnin, the Misrami, Ben Hashmoshes. Or Mikri, Kovru, Betel. So they figure we don't have enough time to go down to the cemetery, so we'll bury the mace right now under the mountain. So therefore, a mountain and hill on the way down to the cemetery, there we hear there's a good chance we have to be metamrit. It's good white stomach. Eliir has smukhla beis akvaris, but stam in the middle of a city. Even though the city is near the beis akvaris still, why should we have a doubt maybe somebody was buried there? The clog usually kulhu le beis akvaris asli. Normal, everybody goes down and buries in the beis akvaris. So why should you be afraid somebody buried before the Beis HaKvaros? So Marit says, Omer Rabbi Chanino, Mitoich Shehanoshim, Koivrei Shom Nefleyem, since the women that has them, they have a miscarriage, they're like embarrassed to bury their kids in the Beis HaKvaros, so we're afraid they'll bury their kids there. Hu Adin, Omuke Shchin, some of Rachmanis has leprosy, that his arm falls off, so he'll also go to bury it. So therefore we say, even though in the middle of the city, Vaistais, if the city is near the cemetery, they think about burying. But sometimes the people are embarrassed to go to the Beis HaKvaros, they'll bury in the city. But if it would have been a city not near the Beis HaKvaros, then by such you don't think about burying there. So b'chlal it's not shchiach to bury in such a city. But the city right near the Beis HaKvaros, since you think about burying, if a isha has a miscarriage or the zroya, the arm of a mukashkin, sometimes they'll bury it there underneath a mountain, therefore has a suffix, a tumor on it. Now the Gemara explains. Ad chamisha mama, so why is it called Kroiva right near the city that we say it's Tamei? Because up until 50 yamas outside the city is Oz le'iyu l'chuda. A lady or the mukashkin will go themselves to bury there. But Tvei, once it's more than 50 yamas out of the city, they're afraid to go themselves. So then we say, Darver incha badei bado, they take another man with them. And then our gear says, Lebeis HaKvaros Asli, that the Chur with another man, they'll be embarrassed to bury outside the Beis HaKvaros. So for sure, they'll go down to the Beis HaKvaros. So if we have no doubt then, that maybe he was buried outside the city more than 50 yams. Somewhere in the Pshat is that if you go down with another person, he would tell over to other people. So there would have been a kail. So therefore, if it's a new mountain and nobody knows about there's a mace there, we don't have to be afraid somebody was buried there if it's more than 50 yams outside the city. Hilkach, therefore, Tumah Eretz Yisrael, Lenechafkinan. Again, in the case that it's a new hill, and it's outside the city more than 50 yamas, so we're not afraid that Nisha went there by herself. At most, she went with somebody else. And with somebody else, first of all, she'll go down to the Beis HaKvaros already. And even if she didn't make it there, she buried on the road or right outside the city, since there's somebody else with her, that person knows about it. He would tell everybody. So if it's a new mountain, everybody knows what happened, and nobody talks about it, we don't have to be afraid. We'll say most probably nobody's buried there. That's why it's Torah. So what does this all negate to us? The Gemara says, Omer Rav Chisda, that Shema Minim Mira Meya. We hear from Rav Meya that he says what? What's called an older mountain that's more than 60 years. In other words, that within 60 years, people still remember what happened. But with 60 years ago, we have to be afraid, maybe before that, there was a curl, people spoke about it, what happened, and they forgot about it. So the Chura, you're telling me now, Hai Sadusa, if somebody saw Radis, is Ad Shisin Shonin Mitkri. And let's say when a person was 14, 15, he was an aide, he saw the way somebody lent somebody money. So how long now can he still say this Adis? Until, let's say, it's going to be 75. For another 60 years, he could say the Adis. But Tfeiloi, once at 60 years from now, he can't say the Adis anymore. Lemitkre, because people don't remember, just like you say here, after 60 years, people don't remember what happened. The Gemara says, though, but really, Velohi, it's not true. Over there, stand the fact that somebody buried a mace there. It's not thrown upon you to know if it was really buried there or not. Like nobody made you an aide to know, you have to remember. It's just stam talk the way people talk. So stam things we say, true, you remember till 60 years. After that, you forget. But over here, kivan the ram yolei, afilu tuvanami. Rami means it's like thrown upon you. Since you are makabel, accepted upon yourself to be an aide, like you know, you have to remember, it's your responsibility. Here it could be even for 100 years, maybe you remember. There's no limit to how long you could remember. You could remember since it's something that was put upon you. Yeah, nachrayis to know about it. Yeah. So therefore, there's no proof here to how long aides could still say it. Mishnah says, Zeroimak sav yodi. You have one aid echo that's saying, again, you have a shtar here. There was a shtar milvah. Let's say the shtar says the way Shimon owes Reuben $100. And Adam signed on it. Now we want to go be Mekayim Vishtar. So Lachar is, Ze'oimar Ksav Yodi, 1-8 says, this is my signature, V'zeh Ksav Yodi Shechaveroi. And I also recognize this is the signature of my friend. V'ze'oimar, the second one says, Ze'oimar Ksav Yodi, this is the signature, my signature. V'zeh Ksav Yodi Shechaveroi, this is the signature of my friend. Is that the Mishnah Arei Edel Nemonim? We believe these two Edim, like that's a perfect type of a Kiyim. That we have two Edim here, really, and both these signatures, that's called a good Kiyim. But the Chiddush is, what about? Ze'oima Zeksav Yodi. One Ed tells us, this is my signature. He doesn't talk about the second signature. Ze'oima, now the second Ed says, Zeksav Yodi, this is my signature. So really, Bezdin here is like from these two Ed Echods, that each signature is true, but really we only have one Ed Echod on each signature. So the first man the Yom holds, Tzrichim Etzarefi Moyim Acher. You have to bring a third person here, and like he shouldn't recognize both signatures. So now we'll come out, we have two Edim on each signature. Divrei Rebbe, this is Rebbe Shita. Now we'll see in the Gemara, Rebbe holds Kiya means the Edim have to tell us that the signature is true. So you have to have two Edim telling us on each signature. So if you only have one and one, it's not enough. You have to have a third person that there should be two and two. Like each one knows his own. If you have a third person that knows both of them, so now you have two on each one. The Chum say they'll know. You don't have to bring another one here. Each Eidechor is Nemon to be believed to say it's his signature. Now Bezdin hears from these two that the signatures are true. That's enough. What's the Machlokes Tolian? So Gemara says, Kishatim Tzoloimah. The Divrei Rebbe, if you want to tell me according to Rebbe Shita, the svar is Al Ksav Yodon Hein Midim. That's Poshid. Eidei Kiyim means they're telling Bezdin, we know this is our signature. So you need two Eidim on each signature. That's why one and one is not enough. You have to have two Eidim telling Bezdin that each signature is kosher. But the Chiddush is the Divrei Chacham according to Chacham Shita Al Mona Shebishtar Hein Midim. This is the Chiddush. The Chum say when you have Eidei Kiyim, even though really what they're saying is that they know the signatures are not forged, it's their signatures, but what Bezdin has to hear or take out from this Eidus is that the Halvor, what it says in the Shtar, is true. So when each Eid says this is his signature, he's like telling Bezdin, no, I know the Halvor, the loan took place. So after these two Eidim tell us, it's like Bezdin hears now from two Eidim that the loan took place. If the Yisoid of Kiyim is to tell Bezdin that Almona Shebishtar Hay Midim, they're telling Bezdin they know the loan took place, so it's like you have two Edim now telling us they know the loan took place, that's called good enough for Edikim. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue about this again more on the next tape.